the last page of Shara Avodas Hashem, Shari Chida Maisa, Tafshi and Ches. In the center. Ishtadel Bekechacho. And put in a lot of effort with your power, Lezakech Masecho. Put more emphasis in the quality of your deeds. Even you're going to eliminate, because the emphasis on quality, you're going to have to minimize on the quantity. More than you should try to work on the quality, Shirav should be allowed, built is of what it shouldn't be quality. That's the overall advice of the Chodesh Avodah. Usually, a person who is not yet perfect can't work on both ends. You can't accomplish simultaneously while you emphasize on quality, some quantity. Just for instance, you're sitting learning Gemara. You can learn two ways Gemara, you can learn a lot of Gemara, but you don't learn them so clear and so depth. You can learn lesser Gemara, but learn it depth and clear. To learn a lot and clear and depth is not easy. What should you do? So it's in everything. Davening. You could daven a lot and not to emphasize on Perish HaMilah so strongly, or you could emphasize a lot in depth in Perish HaMilah, but you're then not covering a lot of daven, only covering a portion of daven. What should you rather do? It's an overall question in general, in every area. Should the emphasis be on quantity? Should the emphasis be on quality? Of course you could accomplish both. The preferable thing is to do both. Tafshi and Ches. So the Chodesh's shita is that Ishtada v'kachacho, try and emphasize lezakech masecho, to purify your masem, v'im yimat, although it's going to be little in quantity. Yoyser rather more v'mashe shishtada, you should try shirav, you should have a lot of quality, but built it up, but not a lot of quantity, but built it up, but it wouldn't be so pure. Ki amat hazoch, because the little, which is pure, hurav, is considered a lot. Vaharav, biltizach, and the lot which is not pure, humaat, is a little. The aim but tells it has no value. There's a lot, and without understanding, without any quality, eventually it's getting close. You're getting drilling and nothing. The Kolshkin, even more, Shiyamasech, Imi Utoi, Uzirus, Abiltizachlim, and Ichasashon, if you're both in negligence, that you have a little in quality, in that little quality is also not pure. In quantity also, little in quantity, plus not in quality, you have a short end on both ends. The Zohar also should be careful, be careful that your deeds in your life, which you do in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shouldn't be, it's like this bird. Omer, because the posuk says on this bird, she oledes habetzah, she gives birth to egg. Im chamei mesoisa, and also warm incubates the egg up here in the earth. However, v'mir shmirosa oisa, but she's not careful to watch over the egg. Ad sheyas siduo shav balachaim, until other animals come and eat up the egg which the mother gave birth, plus the mother sat on it, and incubated it, but because she is careless, the other birds come in and they eat up the egg, and it's never going to come out a bird. So what's happening? The mother makes all the investment, she fabricates the egg, she gives birth to the egg, and she sits on it, but she's careless. And because of the carelessness, comes other birds and eat up the egg, and she loses the commercial. Of course, the apostle says, Knaf renonim neloso, the wing of this particular bird, im evro chasid avenoitza, this chasid is a type of bird, kisazel orzbe says, she will abandon on the earth her eggs, while offer the chalim, she will make sure that the eggs should be warmed enough, but tishkach, she will forget keregel to zereo, she will forget that this bird, this eggs is spread out for anyone's destruction, shara inyan, that actually is considered a man. We're talking here a man who does Yiddishkeit, learns and davens, and pursues Yiddishkeit, but with such a low quality, with such a low emphasis, that no matter what, he can never be a winner. So what are you doing? You're trying, you're giving up the Olam Hazeh, but you're working Yiddishkeit, but Yiddishkeit is meaningless. You're losing it. You see people losing it. So you're getting the short end on both ends, Olam Hazeh and Olam Hazeh. So please emphasize that. Make sure not to lose what you do. You're investing your life for Yiddishkeit, and it's never. You create something immediately it's being lost. It's a hard comes and grabs it away from you. The one is the opposite in this. The one is not negligent. Zrizusoi. He is. I don't know what's proper English language.
Enthusiastic.
Zrizusoi, it is enthusiasm. Vishtadlusoi ha toivo boilomoi. And the one who puts in the real good effort in his world. It's only Lifchenboy, but Lilman Masay, we have to learn from him for all his life. Even from the smallest creature, from the chromosome, from the little creatures, animals, you should learn from it. The one who's the weakest, simplest animal, and to what extent enthusiastic he is, and puts in a lot of effort in his future. Come like the first Shlomo Melech says, Lech el Nemolo, go to the ant, and Nemolo says,
ant.
Go to the ant, Otzel, you lazy guy. Look the path, look the way. This ant is behaving, vechachom, and becomes smart. Learn from this little ant. Tochin bekaitz lachma, she prepares summer her food. Ogra bekotzir machola, she accumulates it down in the harvest, all her food. And when you check how much she accumulates, she has more food than she could ever eat up in her life. She doesn't ever eat up even a quarter of what she accumulates. She's so eager and enthusiastically collecting, not resting one moment. They're absolutely not lazy. And they're overly prepared. So what are you prepared to prepare? Just live as you ever would live. So it's also go to this smallest creature, this ant, and learn. You live in this life and keep preparing, but you're not like an ant. Whatever you prepare for the Olam Habo, this is what you're going to have forever. So here the ant is, for no reason, is so enthusiastic for preparing something which you're never going to have for it. It doesn't take him, how long will I live? I'm not going to be able to eat it up. The ant could live a whole winter on one chito, on one wheat, but they prepare whole piles. We had mentioned to you in this shahr, in this gate, a little from a lot. I couldn't cover the whole Yichda Meisa, all the techniques and all the devices and all the arguments of the Yitzhahara. We mentioned a little bit from everything. Don't look at it too long. Don't look at it too complicated. I'll talk it for you. Don't get disgusted. According, it's going to be important for you. This work, as important this work is, so will also be the damage. We should always try to damage it. Otherwise, there's out all the time to take away from you this beauty. And through learning in this sefer continuously, getting in depth and getting reinforced with the sefer, the benefit chashivas is no way will be hidden from the one who understands that we need it. It's very advantageous and very helpful to learn. And Elokim Yisemeni Min Hashleimim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make us from those who are complete with him, or Isim Lishma Godel Barach Marov, and the one who do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name's sake. Lishma. Amen. Shara Shishi, the sixth gate, Shara Kniyo. What is Kniyo in English?
Subservient,
yeah. Subduing. Subservient. Nichna, to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The beer of Nechiev Kniyo Seine, on what ways we should express to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kim's work. We're going to divide this gate to a preface, a sort of proclam into 10 chapters. Here's the preface. Omar Mechaber, said the author. Mitna Shekodim Amarein, so in the previous gate we learned about Liyachad HaMaisel Kim Levadoi, how could we dedicate and everything should be done only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any pneah, without any personal interest. V'hoyso ha-gavo, and the arrogance of a person, the gavo problem, ma'asim, ha-michodim ha-rim ha-segis, as balem yoysim ha-herim ha-korab gom ha-sigim ha-yisai. There wasn't, I mean, we analyzed all the damaging factors, which is damaging the purity of a person's deeds vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we realize that gaiva, the personal arrogancy, is the greatest bacteria, the most damaging factor in Yichud HaMaisa Lelakim. This is the most troublesome problem. So therefore, we should head on this problem. B'chlal, actually, the Reb Tzadok HaKohen says this advice, but you see, the root of it is in Chavis HaVovas. That when a person dedicates himself and decides to work on himself, he wants to become an Odom HaSholem, a completed person. So usually, the logical way of doing it, and the way people are inclined to doing it, he analyzes himself and says, I have this problem, and I have to clear them all out. So he just says, let's go from the color to color, from the light to heavy, because that's the primary way to do it. That's usually about the, that's it. But in Kippur, when we're going to ask slichas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're putting many requests, that's the way the Gemara says you should ask Mikala Lakovet. Slicho imuchim, not mechilo is slicho. First you need the slicho. The easier, if you ask for the easy thing, then you go to the heavier thing. That's what you understand. But not so is the case when you work on yourself. When you work on yourself, don't have pity at yourself. Start from the light, easy stuff, and then eventually you're going to come to heavy stuff. Because if you're going to start with easy, you're going to be so bundled up with the lesser important things that you're never going to go to the heavy stuff. And you're going to arrive, and we're still going to show you accomplishment. Listen, little by little, I'm accomplished, I'm getting there. Now, for instance, somebody has all kind of different midos, so bad midos. Yes, he's not a truthful person, and he's a lazy person, and he's a cruel person, and with Allah HaKol, he's a gaiver. He's a proud person, arrogant person. And the hardest thing is to uproot this gaiver. That's the hardest thing. That's the most damaging part in a person. So you could say, listen, first I'm going to work on Emirates, then I'm going to work on Absolute, then I'm going to work on Zerizah, I'm going to work on this. If I'm never going to reach the final thing, so nobody is perfect. You showed me a perfect person, never saw a perfect person. So I'm hit with God, what can I do? In a sense. So that shows you here the Chavis HaLevavos, that sort of gives advice. Usually, if you want to work on yourself, analyze which is you, the most affected meter, the hardest meter which is a part of you, and emphasize on that. Take the hardest one, the least expected that you should win, guide it, and work and attack it. Leave alone all the smaller things, because if you're going to focus all your focus while you're young, all your enthusiasm to fight yourself on this hardest part, you win. And once you win there, automatically all the small things fall automatically, because then it's going to be easy for you to win the all of them. Same thing is said. We learned here the problem of Yichud HaMaisa, said that we have problems. We do things for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we have problems to designate and dedicate all the things to Kodesh Baruch Hu only. We always have side things, and abort up all the things which is affecting our Yichud HaMaisa, the non-purity of our Yichud HaMaisa, and we realize Gaiva, always the self-interest, the self-centeredness, the self-consciousness is the most damaging factor of Yichud HaMaisa Lelakim. Therefore, I feel the next gate, we should go ahead right attack Gaiva. And if you're going to attack Gaiva, hopefully you're going to get rid of all the other things too. You see, that's why it's a pure instruction for us and a drocha in life, how we should go. We should always take our most beaten middle, which we have, which looks the least possible to uproot, and there we should emphasize bombard and bombard. The Tzadok, I think, says even a motion that if there is a war between two enemies, and of course everyone has a secret weapon, which the other enemy doesn't know, but they usually, whenever they suspect where the secret enemy ammunition is, continue to bombarding it continuously, not to let them make use of it. And if you see bombardation at one point continuously, the similar there is the strength of the defenses or the offense of the other enemy. So you see the Yetzer Hara is attacking on a certain middle, you see that this is what he is afraid of. And he goes further and says every person has a certain special assignment function in this world. And every person has to realize what is his function of this world is. How do you realize it? On those who you are the most beaten by the Yetzirah, by middles, there is your strength buried. Now, for instance, if a person analyzes himself, he sees that he's the most beaten on absence, on laziness. So you should know, if you work on it, you go against your laziness, there is your most success. There is your most secret future. So actually, the Yetzirah is actually revealing to you where your future strength is. How does it reveal it? Where it attacks you the most. If you have been the most affected by Yetzirah, try to work against it, and then you're going to be the most successful person. So, since our success is in Gaiva, because Yetzirah is bombarding us with Gaiva, so let's work against Gaiva. Well, you have said in the Masal of the Moed, the damage of the gav is the most damaging factor of yichud ma'azel kibur. The easy, so therefore I realize also ki anochot shavet vorm shayin tzorach lam, the most important thing which I need to work on, lismach l'mashach, it can be odam. To bring the next shahr, next to yichud ma'azel, which alienates the person from the yichud ma'azel. But he, what is this word? Hakniyo, subserviency, to be nichnas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mepreshin is baraloni oid, it also has been clarified to us, she shoyresh or avdus. This is the root of all the Avodah Hashem. Bo yitoche li bode ve'eben midas ha'adma. And with that, it's possible that the servant should know that he's different, that he should always recognize his master. V'hoidon Elohim, he should always be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'siyachdo ve'em levada v'balad yabrim. It's the most different. Kniya is the most effective separation between the Nivra, which is a man, between all the other Nivraim. No other Nivra recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the other, as my master, as a man. And the masters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over man manifest himself through the man is Nichna for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more a person is Nichna for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the greatest of the recognition of a person. The person can see Kirocho Hashem. Only to Hashem belongs a great of greatness, a good understanding of faith and the beauty of an itself and eternity behind in the external beautiful. Yikoyel v'shemayim world, everything which is heaven and earth. And that recognition comes from Nichna. The more you Nichna, the more you recognize the greatness of Hashem. V'omar reposer ki mi v'shachek yarech l'Hashem. Whoever could evaluate Hashem, Yidman Hashem, could compare Hashem with Me'elim from all the animals and all the creatures and all the strong powers in this world. Who could? Only the one, only the man. And the man could only recognize that if he's Nichna. Umetiva oit, and other benefits for Machnoah is also Kimirachekas mina oda magdula v'agoiva goiva v'atiferis of Srore. All these elements which you have to see in Hashem, usually we like to see it in ourselves. A person like to see he's a great person, he's a proud person, he's a beautiful person. And for Srore, a person likes to be aristocrat. But Vodoizvokoin likes to rule over everything, likes to dominate, likes to control. That's human nature. And how do you get rid of all this terrible human nature? It's only to Kniya. Kniya takes you away from all this thing. But Chamoit, person has a nature that he lost Mashigorma, anything which is greater for him. People always look forward to ending something to greater. But Daimon is MC for Gaiva, all those branched out byproducts of Gaiva. In the royal author, therefore, it's appropriate now, Shinevoye, we should explain Midir Midvara Kniya Saradvorim. 10 points of subserviency, we should explain. In order you should totally be able to uproot the Gaiva, and you should be able to clear the way to obtain the true Anova, the true Anova. Ve'echad, the first thing which you have to mahu, but you have to mahu hakni. What does it mean subserviency? Moshe in the second, to how many branches does it divide himself? Shlishi, the third thing is the mahu hakni. Where does subserviency be expressed? Revi, the fourth is be'ezi inyan tzurchus nagba. How should we conduct our lives? And the fifth is echad hani kenoisa. How do we acquire it? And the sixth is how does the Nichna, the one who's already Nichna, how is the quality of his hanhoga, of his conduct? The seventh is, when is it appropriate that you should be subservient? And when should you be proud? When shouldn't you? When should you advertise? When should you use it? When not? In the 80s, in the Imaknia, Smucha, the Midas Hatavis, and Midas Hatavis, Smucha Slav. We should explain. Is Midos an outcome of Kniya, or Kniya is an outcome of Midos? That's going to be in the 8th Perek. In other words, Kniya is a very general, important, functional part of a person, and it affects many other Midos. So we explain over there, is Kniya coming from an overall emphasis of Midos, or the overall emphasis of Midos is an outcome of working of Kniya? In other words, is Kniya the root? In the byproducts is the other midas, or the opposite, the other midas working out, that's the root of developing Kniya. And we're going to explain next time, we're going to get there. There's two types of anova. There's anova before, and there's anova in the end, which both is true. There's a certain anova which you have to emphasize, and that helps you to bring out other midas. And once you have to bring out other midas, and the working on the other midas, develops the real anova. You do see the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Ovos, one of the memchas, one of the 48 conditions which you have to do in order to acquire real Torah, is one of them is anova. You have to be humble. So I see anova is a chola, is a preparation to acquire Torah. And then the Mishnah says, "Kol loy mitayre lishma." The one who acquired the Torah and the learns the Torah lishma, zoicha tells what he zoicha to many, many things. And one of the things which is zoicha is malbash toy anova. His dressing, his appearance is full of anova. So obviously, it's a part of the achilis. In order to learn Torah, you have to be honest. And then you see, when you learn Torah lishma, the result of Torah lishma is anova. So it's a stira, it's a contradiction. And so there's two types of anova. There's the malachuti. How do you call it in English? The anova malachuti, the synthetic anova, man-made anova. This is like I said, you have to work on it. This is
internal.
I wouldn't call it internal. There's not the original anova. There's a malachuti, it's synthetic. It's a synthetic anova, which you have to work and work. Otherwise, I'm going to start working on anova. This is clear what we're learning now, and that you have to prepare, and that comes before the other midos. Because this is a part, you learn it, you work externally of the Nova. Externally on Nova, you work externally on Nova with all the creatures, right? And when you acquire it, it becomes an internal, actual essence of you. That's a gift. Then it becomes a natural part of you, and that's what Torah delivers. And of course, then the Midas deliver on Nova.
Is that Torah Shema?
In other words, in order to learn Torah, first you have to work on the external part of Nova, on the synthetic Nova, which is not the essence of Nova. And if you work your work, then because of that you acquire Torah. And once you learn Torah properly, then Hashem is gifting you with the real, genuine anova. And that's because we're gonna there's a shah we're gonna have later. We're gonna have the shah anova. The shah anova is coming after precious. No, it's not him. He's a shah anova. He doesn't mention it here. He's omitting it. But the Shara Havas Hashem is talking about the natural anova.
In Mr. Shor, he's speaking about the external and internal.
Internal, yeah. Mr. Shor is dividing it in two chapters. He divides Oiv Hashem, the last chapter, there is the achievement of the final anova. But to see, at the ninth part which you're going to discuss, Imitokan is Kabbalah Levo Oda Magav Rakni Imloy. Is it possible a man should simultaneously have one area Gaiva and the other area Knia? I says, you know, in learning I'm onof, in davening I'm balgaiva, in chesed and tzedok I'm balgaiva, but it's possible, or is it either or, is it everything or nothing, or it could be partially, can you accomplish partial or no? Partial says, in this area I'm a bigger onof, but in this area I'm not yet onof, there's no such a thing. That's what we're going to discuss in the ninth parak. Seer in the tenth parak is beer to eres akniv in yonah elmazel elmabo. What is the benefit of kni of subserviency to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all inyonim, feel in yonah olam hazeh, your benefactor even in yonah olam hazeh also. Perek Rishon, first perek of Achniyah. Aval Akniyahu, what does it mean subserviency? Nichna. Here it says shiflus hanefesh, mishachusa. Shiflus hanefesh. The person should understand the lowness of his nefesh, mishachusa, and his subserviency. Immediate erika etzlo and how little it's worth from him. The immediate sense is one of the characteristic of the immediate sense that he should feel bechlal shuffle. He should feel I'm shuffle. The kashat is yashava. The more he's going to settle that, he's going to accept his shiflus. Yiroya oisa isela. Every automatically that's going to manifest himself in all his organism too. If the person has a nefesh shefela, has a low soul. I mean, he feels he's unworthy. He's worthless. He really feels that he is not. He's automatic in all the behaviors which he behaves in all the other areas. You see the effect of him. He's a man, he's an nefesh, he's an nefesh shul, in his business, and his wife, to his children, to everyone. He's really. His conduct of life is all. Mehemda says, you will see the sign of an nefesh shefela is a loshon harakol. He speaks soft, he's not tough. A koyram nomuch, low voice. Anova, the Esakat, even when he's angry, he's also onof, he's also humble. Meet on a koma achar achoyel seleil. And he's not going to look to revenge, even when he has ability to revenge. He has opportunity to revenge, to be a noikem, and he doesn't try to pursue it. Kashonemar al achad amalochim, said one of the kings, Shomar al-Mishin, Schaivet al-Achashevi Ashoit. Somebody had to be whipped by him. one of the kings, one of his servants has to be whipped, and he bought a whip, and he was willing to give it to him. So the Melech said, Chai Hashem. So Hashem should live. I mean, Lude Cheskas Kaselecho. If I wouldn't be so strong, angry at you, he said, no, I would have punished you very much. However, since I'm very angry, I'm not going to do, because I'm going to give in to my anger. And therefore, he forgave me without sitting. He said, any day open, I don't know a sin which is heavier than my own sins. In other words, let me give you a relevant comparison. You're angry at your child, or you're angry at your wife. Suppose you're right, belong coming to her, but you happen to be so angry, and I have to punish her. A disciplinary punishment which is really coming to her. Really, she is deserving. But you say, no, really, you should be punished. But I'm so angry, and by punishing you, that's going to relieve my anger. I don't deserve to relieve the anger, therefore I'm forgiving you, I'm not punishing you.
You don't deserve because of why?
Why deserve it? Because of discipline, whatever it is. A master has to discipline his servant, and has to sometimes, a rebellious servant, and has to be whipped in order not to be next rebellious. But he happens to be so angry, and he sees he's going to get the side effects of doing it. So if that's the case, I don't deserve it, because all your Averas don't come to my Averas, and I don't deserve, I should feel relieved by pouring out my anger on you. So even it's beneficial for you that you should be disciplined, but I'm with. So in other words, you always have to calculate what you do. It's not enough to justify, does the recipient have to get it? You have to also justify it in your end, aren't you serving yourself by it? And that's a very, very, that's a part of the real kniya. Now, there's, for instance, I'm going to give you a better moshe, a very relevant hitting home. Okay? It's a mitzvah to teach other people. It's a mitzvah to lecture to people, to teach them, to taught them, to help people. But sometimes you have an opportunity to teach people, but at the same time you're feeding your ego. You become proud, you become very popular, you become this, you become famous. It's an ego to share your wisdom for others. But at the time, you're corrupting and you're spoiling your own characteristics. You become famous, people talk about you, write a book, and you have a name. What should you do? But the chesed, you're sharing, you're helping people. Stop. You're not mechuyav. Don't discipline others. Don't teach others. Because you have to stop. You first chiyuv chayecha kodman is, make sure, don't go in a field in a justified way, which is going to carry away, is going to corrupt you, is going to build up your ego, and you become proud. That's kniya. Kniya, just a person has to acquire a shiftless atzma that is shel nefesh chayla, and in a sense, like the sosem the smeller. He had to discipline this servant, he had to whip him, but he says, I'm swearing, I'm not going to slip you because I'm so angry at you, and that's going to fill in my needs, so therefore I read a moichel you. So give up in order not to service himself. And that's the first advice, how to acquire kniya, to be subservient to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't use the justifications for others and this and this, because you come first. In other words, in other areas, you may sacrifice your mitzvah. Nothing gaiva. See, in other areas, you may sacrifice. You may, because you have to give for other people, so you can daven, you can learn, you can this, you can. There's no chaychukad, because this is also chaychukad that you avoid for other people. You have to understand very, to divide. Not always, don't consider it like your selfish ruchnius digwise, you only care about yourself. In other areas, yes, in other areas, you could give up many things of your own growth, because you have to share yourself with other people. So you have to give up on your own growth. So you could have, as the Chazal says, Sha'arav Hashem, if a person works on himself, he could reach the height of Malachim, the Madreg of Malachim, by working with other people. See, a man's below. A man's like a simple good man. Because he doesn't emphasize, you could, instead of go working with other people, you work with yourself, and you learn, you're steiging away, now Madreg is steiging away in certain things. So what should you do? So he advises, no, give it for other people. And he makes the whole cheshbon. And give up on your own personal growth. This is all true in any other area except on gathering kniya. If you have to give up, if you submerge from your kniya, you get out from subserviency and you become a little bit proud, There's no justification whatsoever, no matter how much, how important this typology. That's a very, very important. Sirei Shabbat, very don't do it. Perik Sheni, the second chapter. I will be a chelkat kniya. What are the parts of kniya? What is subservient to me? She kniya techolik l'shloi shecholok. The three portions in kniya. Echad mehem, one of them is koyin se'odam, the rabbi mina balcham she'enem edadam. That means it's inclusive to mankind plus many animals. With dalas ha'nefesh, when you realize how helpless you are, the sabla ha'hezek ashahoy shecholik l'shloi shecholik l'shloi shecholik l'shloi shecholik. And the realization how much you could have saved suffering if you would have postponed the thing which you had done. Zemin Aksilim Shemin Odom, this is the fools of the people who live the foolish life, Ame Oret. But to me, it's the awesome because they don't realize the Chalisha Takaros, they don't recognize the Nashreis Merkem. They don't recognize the sensitivity and the value of the Nefesh and the careless. And then because of the carelessness, they suffer and the suffering. They need to Kniya Medele Chaskoma. This is called Kniya. It's an accepted Kniya. People are usually down, they have a lack of self-confidence because they see the suffering, they're not accomplishing. And why not? Because they don't know what they have to do. Most of the creatures in the world are failing. They're failing why? Not that they have to fail, because they didn't do what they had to do. So when they fail, they look at themselves as a failure. So it's called Knio, to look like Anova, because they didn't make it. Most of the people, they didn't make it. Our Dallas Emes, what Derech Emes, what is really the truth? Truth is not Knio, but Dallas HaNefesh. It is no self-esteem, Vivroina, and blindness. The Sichlus HaGoyvele, because he lets his stupidity overpower him. Marais Mashiach B'Takanos, because he doesn't let him realize how he could improve. Most of the people could have improved their failures in life if they would have worked hard, they would have emphasized what they have to. Most of the people fail. And most of the people who failed didn't have to fail. If there was emphasis rightly, what they had to do. But I said, what can we do? That's today's generation. That's what all the people are. You can't you help us. It's not true. So it becomes very, very unnova. No, what can we do? We're all failing. We're failing people. It's not true. The truth of the matter, you're blind. The truth of the matter is that you have low self-esteem. Those things, if you would have emphasized what you had to do, you shouldn't have to fail. And this type of kneel is not true. Moshe Omar, the prophet says, Kilibam tzofantum isochel al kelo Yisraelim. You hide away from your sechel. They didn't give over to your intellect, and therefore alkaloid terem. Therefore, now they're going to be elevated. You're always going to be low. And this is not the right kniya. This is the opposite of kniya. This is be'emer shofel. The remnant of Vitebsky was a very big honor. Very, very, very big honor. So he used to sign his name. Remember. A shofel be'emes. Shofel means slow. It's truthful, low. So one of the Talmidim tried to imitate, like a chosid tried to imitate the Rebbe. So also became honest. A shofel be'emes. So the Rebbe told him, I'm shofel be'emes, but you be'emes shofel. So this is the first kniya. This kniya is be'emes shofel. You be'emes slow. You know be'emes slow because you're not doing anything. Somebody lays in the mud, it doesn't get up. So you don't have to work on another. You take a garnish. Get up, climb yourself, dress yourself, and then know that you're garnished. Shuffle by emes. The shiftless should come from emes, not by emes shuffle that you're really laying down. A person should feel that he's really nothing. I say this is a mushroom which I always bring out. That in the modern shul, the modern shul, Konidre, before Konidre, okay, the president from the shul goes up on the dam and says, Rabbi Shalom, you're so great, I'm so nothing, who am I, where am I, I'm a big nothing. And he goes down, and the rabbi comes up and says, Rabbi Shalom, you're so great, I'm so nothing, who am I, I'm nothing. And then the vice president comes up, all the dignitaries come up, and then to say, and the shaman gets up, and the shaman says, Rabbi Shalom, you're so great, and I'm nothing. So the president says to them, look at the shaman, there's nothing, he's also ready or nothing, since when is he a nothing? This is called Shofar Be'emes. He's stuck in nothing. A nothing doesn't have to make himself a nothing. If somebody works up another, is nothing. It's nothing but to work out. So therefore, this is not the Kniya what we are talking about. We're not talking about the part of Kniya that you have to work. There isn't a bigger guyver than somebody I'm working on. What do you have to work on? You're laying in the mud, you're working, you shouldn't be able to guyver. Get out. I know you're a man, you have the dignity. You have an Hashem. And then realize that you are really nothing, you're really helpless, it's really fully 100% only subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order to be emesdig nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to be emesdig working on the area to nullify itself, to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first you have to recognize it's a human being.
Yes,
what?
And then
first have to know the world I've been created because of me. And you have to say, you know, really me.
How does it
think of that? Okay, question is, who is the me? Who is the me? Very simply, after who the me is. When you say, Eina Nili Mili, if I'm not, I'm going to have this reconcile, okay? Suppose I set you down in front of a computer, the most sophisticated computer, which runs the heart of the government. And not everyone is fortunate to see in front of this, but the top military secrecy, you have absolutely no knowledge over that. So you're sitting down, and the more you're sitting down for this unbelievable programmed computer, the more humble you become. But you know your crucial job. Mm-hmm. You know that you're the most sensitive job. That's exactly it. You have to say, the whole world has been created for me, and the whole world is being affected by me to the entire depth, to the most crucial parts. And because of that, I'm sitting and shivering because I have absolutely no knowledge of what I am. Okay, Daf Shin Yud Aleph, the bottom line. Aval HaKnihui, what is the real subservancy means? Ashatia, the real Kni is the one who comes to existence Acha Rememus HaNefesh, after when the Nefesh have been elevated, you elevated yourself. It's Nasa. And he elevated himself, mishtatek, from incorporating himself in abhemois with the animalism, but midaisum hamgunas, with the ugly characteristics which the animalism has. The gafusa, in elevates himself, midamois, the neshama, the nefesh, elevates himself, midamois, from being compared, with midois, with all characteristics chusim in odam, from the low characters of people, through b'yisra and chokhma, because of excessive, more wisdom, ikas hanefesh, and acknowledging the deepness, the value of the nefesh. B'diyah beruda, it has a clarity, absolute clarity, knowledge, for midos ha-toyva islam guna isinos, the importance and the beauty of good midos, and the ugliness of the bad midos. I mean, he elevated himself from all this. Together with this, all the elevation and recognition of the specialty of the man will go together, Knias and Efesh, the subservience of the Nefesh, and Shelas Ostia Midim Shabachas. That is beautiful. In other words, as we mentioned yesterday, animal is also subservient. Mm-hmm. It's a robot. This is not called Knia.
Choice.
Kniya has, you have to be special, you have to be elevated, you have to be disconnected from animalism, you have to have all the milas, and then be a shofar. That's called shiflus. In other words, you have to have something what to be mashpil. But if you're really nothing, you're nothing. You have to be, then that's called shiflus.
It's not low self-esteem.
And the opposite. You must have a high self-esteem, and then not to take credit for it. But somebody said, self-esteem, it starts with nothing, is a nothing. Ostiyamira Mishavechas. Aval Zulaze. If he doesn't have those, all these special milas, Enena Nechnesas Vemidas Mishavechas Malas Anefesh. He doesn't go into the good midas. The man has a low self-esteem to begin with. And doesn't go into the good midas. Mishavechas. Because, who am I? But he goes into the lowness, because he starts living like the behemoth. But you remember, I used to make this evaluation that you take numbers up to 10 and you take a 0, the 10th is a 0. What is 0? 0 actually symbolizes nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, knira, you're nothing. How come you take a 0, which is nothing, and put him next to a 1? It multiplies the 1 to 10. You take all the 0, put it there, all the nothing, multiplies the 100. or the zero multiplies to thousands. So the dilemma in this is, if somebody, the more humble you become, more shuffle you become, more honored you become, so Hashem, which is the one, becomes multiplied. Ish Moshe onof moid mekal odom, why did Moshe Rabbeinu was onof? He had million zeros after Hashem. He knew Hashem. He was million zeros. He was so humble, ish onof moid. So Hashem was so great by him. He saw Hashem, which like nobody else saw. The more honored you become after Hashem, seeing Hashem behind you, and seeing Hashem, you become humble. If you become humble by seeing Hashem, Hashem becomes that. To the extent you become humble, to the extent you become zero, the more you multiply the zeros in you, the more great the one becomes. Multiplied. Hashem becomes multiplied. However, there's existence is zero before the one. If you begin with the nothingness, who am I? Because you're not zero because of Hashem.
Zero, zero, one.
It is zero. So what's happened to zero before? You're minimizing the one. And in such a low self-esteem, nobody could help you. Totally devastates. What is bitachon? He minimizes Hashem.
0.1, 0.01. 0.01.
So you become more and more, you're minimizing more and more Hashem. It's called low self-esteem. So it's the one who has a kniya before even he goes to the fight. He's getting over it. Chelek Hasheni. So that's the first level of kniya. You have to have the milos, have to get rid of midos, and then you have to be nisna. Chelek Hasheni, the second type of it, a kniya livne odam. Im ifne moshlam boy, kmo osi viada oy boy, vi evit viada doinov. That he knows, just like a prisoner, is imprisoned in the hand of his enemy, or the servant in the hand of his master. Or is enslaved to somebody because he knows he needs something. Like the worker to his boss. The poor man waits for a handout. Says, look, he's standing there with a certain humility. A Talmud Rabbi. Talmud has a certain uplook to the Rebbe because one said, or he has a certain debt which he can't pay. He owes money for somebody, he can't pay him back. So he has to be subdued to him, subservient to him. Kmo shekosev eved loive l'ish malve. He's like a servant, the loive for the vemala. This type of kni. There's another type of kni. I need you. Or you know, shemekatzer binyona misra oilem hazeh. He knows that he's not doing enough what he has to do in this world. He knows that he's a fool when he's supposed to be straight. He knows that he doesn't know enough. All this also develops, that's the chelek hashen of kniya. He knows in dem tekodesh baruch hu. He knows he's a fool. He knows whatever he does is not finished. Skashet in tziyodai. And if he's going to find Novi Doiroi, he's going to find a Novi, prophet of his generation. A Moire Tzedek, he's going to find a Rav. A Koira Derech HaTever, or he's going to find somebody who's calls him to go in the right way. He call Aloy. Immediately he's going to subdue himself to him, be shuffled for him, going to lower himself to him. Because he knows he's in debt, he knows that he needs help. And he'll immediately come forward. It's great to watch Mashama Shatamat Chochem when you learn, because he knows he has to be in the company of the Tamat Chochem. In order to learn with him, Shneimer like the Posse says, Shneimer Elisha ben Shofet Ashiyosak Maim Ali De Eliyahu. Elisha ben Shofet, which had poured water on the hand of Eliyahu, Ashelomad says, Ashelomad Loina, but doesn't say when to learn. Ashiyosak, he poured water, but I'm Shigdol Shemushas Mido. The service of Talmud Chochem, to be subservient to Talmud Chochem, is a greater accomplishment than to learn from the Talmud Chochem. Because this way, You mevatel yourself. The sachno, woman, Mishol says Shir Benin. Now the Yomish Mitachol, the servant of Moshe, does Shir Benin. He never moved away. Omer Achocham al Klal. Am Oret. Achocham Moshe Shlomo Melech said on the average. Amos the average loyve lishmal, but just like a man who is owing money for somebody, is a loyve to him. The average devil chacham leiv, and so he's also a fool in compare to a wise man. He's like a servant. And all these feelings goes into category of kniya, of servsem, of anove. Ve'im hu royu, it's true that this is a good type of achnoa, of enenu todir, but this is not continuous. It's not conclusive, all people, it's not, it cannot be practiced all the time, you can't serve with somebody all the time, you can't be attached all the time to Talmud Chacham, b'chol mokom, any place. The prisoner, when he goes out of his prison, the Eved Keshif, there's outside the servant who is redeeming himself, or Loewe Keshif, the Loewe have to pay off his debt, or a Talmud. Kishinanim Rabbi is not with his Rebbe, or the Resh, Kishinanim Oshir, or the poor man is not stand in front of a rich man. It's any of the con. Then you don't have to be in a stage of Nich, of Achnoa, Shofel Suach Lefneel. So, also, this, all these categories of Achnoa, which you just mentioned, is a good type of Achnoa, but it's not a continuous thing because they're not always in a continuous matzav. But this is the second type of Achnoa. Actually, it was already an Achnoa. It's a high person. The first chelik of Achnoa, which we just learned, the first part, was a person, he saw himself in comparison to his body, and so I can't go down to my body. Who is my body? But it's a very, pretty low level of Achnoa. It's like he compares himself to his animal. And of course, I understand he's somebody. The second high madrig of Achnoa is when he looks up to a superior, he owes him money, a Rebbe, a Chochah, thing. They say the highest type of achnoa, but it's not a medium achnoa, it's not a continuous achnoa. The chelik hashlishi, the third part of achnoa is akni leboyer yisborach. The one who's subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chavosoi kolenes kol ha'medabrim. And the duty which he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inclusive, everything, all people. All people have this common subserviency to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hem chayovim elav. And all people actually are commanded, committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol zman, at all times, b'chol mokon, at all places. Ve'elav ha'ayah ho'isakal nesim v'sharasei. It's this type of phenomena we're speaking here in this gate. That's Dachnoa. We're talking here a kniya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to a person, not to a need, not to failures which you have in yourself that you know you have an animalistic body. Achnoa is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the minute when you develop set Nachnoa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that achnoa stays with it all time, at all circumstances, at all places. This nichna is being considered, is being called in the Torah onav. It's called onav. When nivze be'enav is embarrassed in his own eyes, tsenua is withdrawn. The dako lays low, ushfal ruach is a low spirit, urach nishboro. And is in a broken spirit. The nitke, the rach lebav, is a soft heart. The cheruach, the leib nishbor, a broken heart. The nefesh shocho, very low soul. He feels himself very low. This is called onav. And any time when we say the word knio, so any time when we say it, we don't have in mind because ela chelik hashlisha, only this third part that you're talking about. Because the other tools which you mentioned, that anyone could have. I mean, that's seasonal, the circumstances, and the guy could also have. To have a chnoa and an ongoing way to continuously to Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only one who recognizes the Kodesh Baruch Hu at all times. And me shall also be Yodai, and anyone who had accomplished and reached is possessing this type of another. Ein rechaikim emeno is it's not far from derech kirvas elokim, the way to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, lamech Kodesh Baruch Hu stand from him. The yemekuv v'ro tzitzel aboy is going to be accepted from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, much because of the process of zifchei elokim riach v'shboro. The korbonos of Kodesh Baruch Hu is zifchei elokim. What is Kodesh Baruch Hu accepting as a korban? Is ruach v'shboro, a broken spirit, leif v'shboro, a broken heart, v'nitke. And I don't know what's the English word of nitke.
Rejected.
What?
Rejected. Pushed off.
Nitche is rejected.
Oh, that's what the chesed.
Nitche. Nitke. Nitke. Loshen decoy. I wouldn't say depressed. It's not the right word. It could be called a depressed spirit, not a depressed person. Like you feel yourself totally underneath Hashem.
Compressed.
Nitke would compress. That's right. Compressed. Not depressed. Not really compressed. What's the difference between depressed and compressed?
depresses, you pop the balloon, the air is going out, and it's getting soft, and this is compressed. It's filled up, but it's contained, it's controlled.
You don't lose anything. Beautiful. That's exactly. Depression means you're letting out your ruach. You have a neshama, and you depress it. What a depressor, it leaves you, then you're left with nothing. You're left empty.
It's taken nothing,
okay? It's not nichna, there's nothing to be nichna. Okay? You take a cushion underneath your head, like a blown-up balloon underneath your head, it's nichna. It's compressed, but it gives support to your head. But if you deflate the balloon, it gets flat, it's nichna also, but it gives you nothing. Nitka means compressed. So Zivcha Elokim, Riech Nishbora Vnei Shnishbora Vnitke, Elokim Lo Isisa, because Baruch Hu does not embarrass him. The Gemara says, Ois Avera, anyone does an Avera, Vnizbayish, and he's embarrassed of the Avera. It's called all the Karbonas, Avera is Oilam, all the Karbonas which was bought is not as acceptable as this. There's a biggest, Odom Ki Yakrit Mikem Karbon, if a person will be makrit for himself a Karbon, he will give himself over for a Karbon, this is called the Rilach Noah. Aber das sie bei ist, am Shatiya Knie was schief ist, bevor er mir noch Odom, achar Gavosai Esser. How could you reach? After all, the human being's natural nature is what? Gavosai. Gava. Now, if you say onof, it means compressed. You compress your nefesh, your milos. What would be Gava? You inflate. I would call it inflation. Gava is inflation. You take this little which Hashem gave you, and you're inflating him, you're puffing him up, showing him what puffing up. You're all over. You take credit for every you could push yourself in. You take, you grab. Now, what is the method? What are the methods? Ashtia kniyav shiflus. But what I mean, other which you could accomplish this kniyah and to become subservient and compress the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achar gavosai. After when the person has been really fully puffed up and inflated all over and everything was me, how could you accomplish it? Esther. Those are 10 ways, 10 systems how you could really accomplish another. Achas, one of them is Kishiech Lashkoich Metinosativi, when he's gonna get weak from his physical movements, Mitnecholoim because he got sick, or Mezekra was a bad weather, Chalishus Arkavosoi, or he got weakened with his structure. And now when a person is usually down, is weak physically, is intended, you know, is a low spirit, is then Yikona Bavir Zeh, is gonna be Nichna, is Chanan Elohim, and is gonna ask Hashem, but even the other two people, help me. Kuma Shomana Kof says, V'yachna Ba'om Alivon, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Machnia, subservant them, subdue them, Ba'om Al, with Amelus. What would be the English word of amelus?
Effort, work, schwitz.
With amelus, okay. Liver, the heart. And a person has lost a job, and has no money, and runs around, and there's nothing, and all of a sudden it's like a beggar, like nothing, he doesn't have a dollar where to take. And see, he can't work, and this is the yachna, this kushbach is machnia, the heart, kushbach who takes this person then to run around. They thought the life is his. He thought he's going to make it. He's going to make the money. And he runs around. And he thinks, and he will do, and he will do, and he will do, and he will do. Because Bachu wants to break him. So all of a sudden, he puts the rug underneath him. There's nothing there. And all of a sudden, runs around, Odom lo'oma yuvit amelus. He's a yachna ba'oma libam. Because Bachu is purposely, machmia, is subduing his heart with this amelus, with this struggle. Now, this kneel is a good thing. You're getting it. But it's not you doing it at all. This is Hashem, like Hashem is giving you, the rough time. Hashem is. And the second way of accomplishing Kachnir is, Kishim Tzoyi Pega Oiresh. He's going to find him certain Pega, certain, you know, get a summons in a car. Oiresh, or some, he's going to lose money. He's talking to another, and he has become dependent on people. He had a failure in life, and he has to be depending on other people. Akashloi Tzorechem, after when he never needed them. As a rich man, was always independent, all of a sudden he's indebted and he's needed to people. He's because he's also gonna be subservient to them. With the Shove Ruchoi, it's gonna break his spirit, Ms. Goy's Benyoda, that he should be Balgar. All the remittance of your heart is gonna come to bow down to you. add me to one of your servants, I should be able to get a piece of bread. The person all of a sudden he lost all his self-support and he's totally dependent on somebody else, and asking back to God, this also brings kniyah. So which is the third thing that brings kniyah, brings another tishatil, all of a sudden, when you see that somebody has much more than he, the other will show his kindness to him. You see, a person is much smarter than him, and also is much smarter than him, he still talks to him, gives him. Is he called out? Automatically, he's going to be nichna to him, he's going to be subdued to him. Moshe says, Rabbi, Yechalu Pnei Nodiv. Many people look forward for the rich man. Everyone is a friend to this man, this generous man, is a giver. In other words, a Baal Tzedakah who gives money out, he hands up money to everyone, and there's poor people who's in need, that makes also that a poor person should be nichna. But the fourth reason is Mishin Schaim Lochveira Dovar. Somebody owes money for his friends, and Yochalifari cannot pay him back. Because that's also going to be a reason to be nichna. Kumar Shneur Apostle says him, Elochol Shalem, if he hasn't got what to pay, Lomi Yikach Mishkov Kometachtecho, why should he take away the bed underneath you? So you could see that if I haven't got what to pay, there's always he could take something away from me. So therefore, you nichna. As we're going to mention in the end, that all these 10 types of achnoah is all between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's 10 reasons why a person should be subservient to the fellow person. The Chumash is the 5th reason why a person should be nichna to other person. Mishu Mamasar Oiva. Somebody's imprisoned by the enemy. Therefore, he knows he's not in his own hands. You know, a person goes into the prison. The Midwest becomes nichna. He can't do what you want. One of the biggest punishments in prison is it breaks a person's ego. When I go to the prisons, you know, when I let you could see the guys, you can't go until the door is open, and then you're being tapped what you're doing, and everything, you're disciplined. And one of the biggest punishments is not necessarily being in between the four walls, because big deal, before that they were homeless to begin with. And they didn't have what to get. This year being served 3 times food, they have to sleep, and they have all the accommodations. So what's a big terrible thing in prison? You can't do what you want. You can't make a move. If you want.
Isn't it the Hachna that we should recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu also?
Yeah.
We can't do what we want.
That's exactly what he's got to say. He's mentioning 10 types of natural Hachnos which we experience in this world. All these 10 terms is inclusive by Mentor Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're all underneath the same categories. In other words, if you want to know how to be Nichna, then there's not one reason why you shouldn't be Nichna. Because all the different Hachnos which you see in the world, all different situations, all of them is there by you. Like they tortured him with the chains of his feet, the prisoners. But Omar says, those who are tied him with the chains, with those prisoners, they are also imprisoned in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. And the 6th reason of Achno is a servant. Which cannot redeem himself from the hands of his master. He's a servant, he has to work. He's a konela. He's giving himself over. Like the eyes of the servants to the masters, like the maiden to her masters. But Shvi's in the 70s, when a person is being found all of a sudden with sorrows, with problems, with goyim, with all kind of sickness, matzivim, which depresses him, is tishove richa. This is also breaks the spirit of a man, and compresses his heart. His this stuck up heart, becomes suppressed. Shminis in the 5th, otherwise pain and sicknesses. Shminis the 8 things which compresses a person is he's going to make a cheshem with himself. When he had rebelled against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with his goodness, and he rebelled against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, instead if you should praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, when you had a good time, you made some money, Hashem gave you some good spirit, instead of using it to thank Hashem and to serve Hashem, you did the opposite. You took this high spirit to go against Hashem. Vikona. Then he's going to become subdued. The year of Shvikon Amerikim is going to be embarrassed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Shvus Arakai Boi Shevinich Lamti. Hashem, I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed in front of you. Hashem gives you something, you take that something and you have a good time. But she, in the 9th reason, is Kashi Chichene Aboire. Kodesh Baruch Hu will already chastise him. Because Yechlemenu, and he's going to embarrass him, Aram Roy Soysa, because he didn't listen to him. Is he going to be Yifchat? And he sees Hashem come, Koshnemer, then he's ready to go. Like the Apostle says, Al Achav, Har Isim Nichna Achav, had you see, did not Achav machnia himself in front of me, and why is Hashem beg, brought him famine, gave him problems, and when a man sees all of a sudden Hashem is chasing him, gives him all end, this is also a reason to be Nichna. A series, and the tenth reason why a person is Nichna, Kashiyargish, when he feels ki vikirva samovas, that he's in the vicinity of his dad. See, it's almost soon dark. Boy, it came to the end of the days. Yachshav, he thinks be'emah samovas in the fear of death, Muhammad Adin Bechashman is going to stand from for Adin Bechashman. He's then the corner of the Yeshuach. Then he's automatically going to fall together. He's going to pick up. The corner is going to get compresses sekel nafshe be'enav, and his life going to become meaningless. He's not going to stick up for his arm like he used to do. He's cholet al chalifes yomav, and he's going to regret on all the days which went by chloes chayav, as he destroyed his life in the past with blit seder, without using it as a preparation to bring along with masim toivim from good deeds. The kadmon fun of leis nosa, which the good deeds should be go front of him at the time when he goes to his final destiny. The Jews, the Wampshat in Medrash, they're afraid in Tzion because of the sins. This is the final Nechnoa. And all these 10 Nechnoas, really, is going to say in the later on, it's all available between a man and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So obviously, a man has all the ingredients to be Nechnoa, because Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure that everyone suffers, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure that every person sees here and then there is a prison. In his prison, to his own needs, and here and there, every person gets over certain diseases, certain sicknesses. We all feel it, we all see it. So, actually, we do have all the needed ingredients to develop the highest level Hachnor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any excuse. Perek Revi, the fourth Perek. Aval Be'ezi Inyan Chayv Lisnaik Bechni Veshitmus. How should the Eze Inyan, in which way should be manifested the Chnir V'Shiklus? How does a person manifest, how does a person express his Achnor and his Lona Son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oymar, I would say, K'ach Chnir Chayav Odom Lisnag Bo, the person has to command his life, lead his life in Achnor, B'Shiva and Yonim, in seven different areas, in seven different Afanim. Echot, one place is the Masoyim Atoyim Anshe Doidai. And he's dealing the willing with the people of his generations, the Bebine Gatoyim Bnei Minoi, in the proper ethical conduct which he has with the man, with the people of his own kind. Kashi Rebore, as I will explain, Mashi also, that I'm going to still speak about it. That's the first area. A person has to conduct his Achnor in business, and deals man to man, in his social life. There, Achnor has to be experienced and practiced. Yeah, I mean, it says in which places, in which areas a person has to administer his Achnor. Now, some people you could see, they come to the Besamedrash, they're in the vicinity of their Rebbe, they nichna like nothing. They're like little flies. They look at the Rebbe, they all get pretty, they go, they fell apart. Meaning the Rebbe leaves the Besamedrash, they're just like bees, they're just like all over loud, ooh, that's nothing like a kindergarten. The Rebbe left the room, everything is on top on the table. The Rebbe comes in, everything is, this is not another. Says the first place is, says where does another has to be administrated? Says seven places. One of them is in his business. Sometimes you see a person comes to you, in Torah, he's very nice, very nichna. He knows he doesn't know too much. He knows he needs you. But when he goes into his own way, his business, in his office, and he roams around like a lion. He's all there. He's boss. So the first thing is you have to be nichna be masoy matoy mar shedoyrei. The mina gatoy mina minoy. How you conduct with your friends? When you're sitting with your friends, with your buddies, with your peers, how do you?
People who you were not necessarily nichna to at all.
And not nichna at all, and there you have to meet. Boy Omar, of course, says, Nivza be'en of Nimas. a person who is embarrassed in his own eyes. In other words, hachnoe, hachnoe means self-embarrassment, self-low appreciation, self-low value, not low esteem. Now, let me tell you, is a chacham a makos? What is a person who knows his position? Knows I'm a nothing. Now, when I stand up next to the Empire State Building and I look up, you feel yourself you're nothing, you know, because you know when you stand on a big mountain, you see a big valley down deep. You become a nothing. Now, are you really nothing? No, it's because in compare to the Empire State Building, you see yourself a nothing. You remove the Empire State Building, oh, you're somebody. And next, especially if you stand next to a little child, you show your muscles. That's not achnoah. That's the higher thing which, to next week you were standing, made you become nothing. Until you're not going to see yourself just as nothing when you're not standing next to an Empire State Building. That's achnoah has to be one of the conditions of achnoah. It has to be a self achnoah. Absolute self. There's nobody who to compare. Not to your Rebbe, not to the businessman, not to the outsider. You all with yourself, and you see in yourself absolutely worthless, helpless, totally depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, we have to be very careful not to give a false thing. We're not talking that you have a low self esteem. You have to know that you are somebody. But you have to know you're totally depending on HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
On HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to.
On a Kodesh Baruch,
as opposed to being like a helpless, like a.
Now you have to know, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are everything because a Kodesh Baruch Hu is it. Without the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're nothing. You're nothing. I say, you know, the best thing would be to compare it to modern terminology. You loaded computer. You loaded computer, and you push a button. You got endless production. Now you know you totally depending on the program. Of course I have to push the button, but you know you pushing the button is totally worthless unless somebody loaded the computer and put in the software in the computer. Now if you have a total low self esteem, you can't believe that you could produce something, so that's low self esteem. That means, and you totally devalued and discredit the Kodesh Baruch Hu too. Somebody goes, I put you down front of the computer, you're going to do this and this and this and this, you're crazy, I'm going to do this and this and this, who am I? Says, never mind, it's really not you, you're just pushing buttons, but Hashem does it, but you have to push the buttons. So, you have to understand your potential greatness through Hashem, and therefore you're really nothing, because you see, the accomplishment is not yours. It's all Hashem's accomplishments, but you know your full responsibilities. But somebody has a total low self-esteem, it's not possible I could ever produce such a thing. You could talk till tomorrow, look, Hashem did it to you, yeah, it's Hashem's greatness, but it cannot be that I will do it. So there has to be the defined line. That when we're speaking about another, we don't speak that you should be a nothing, that if you should have a low self-esteem. As I said before, you put the zero after the one and not before the one. You make yourself a zero after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you multiply Hashem 10 times as big. But if you make yourself a zero before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a zero to begin with, no matter how much you sell Hashem, you're minimizing Hashem. The more low you are, the more you're minimizing it. But Shane, in the different second area, where Achnor comes in, Kashivga Chachomim Medal Sarakim, and he's going to meet Chachomim with the Noah Kodesh Boko, with the Rosh and the Chassidim, Akhomim, and Akim, Chassidim, Akhomim, Kumar Shinem, Yahamein, Tzadik, Chesed, Chachemi. The second area where Anova has to be administrated, has to come in, when you come in contact with Chachomim, with Chassidim, with great people, now automatically, you see how far you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the reasons why it's good to be next to Tzaddikim, because you realize that you're really nothing. So it gives you 7 areas where Hachno naturally comes in. The Tzaddik had flown on me, Chesed, kindness, and he chastised me. Now the Tzaddik doesn't have to chastise you with words, just his being in his presence and becoming, you know, when if you ever experience. It's a wonderful experience. Then you're the next very, very great man. You feel so humble. You feel so nothing. Just to be in the company of a tzaddik. The bad people bend themselves in front of good people. Goodness bends. Mashlishes. And the third area where another comes to it has to be administrated, has to be. When people will praise him, it is good midas. Although some people praise him, are you so special? Did this? Chayav likone. You have to immediately, you have to work on yourself to undo these praises. How can you undo it? After you did something, let's say a person accomplished something great in his life, and he's being praised for it. And people should praise him for it. Because in order to motivate other people to do it, and in order to also him, that he should recognize it, that he did something and could turn to God. But how can you take the praise and at the same time not to be a Balgaiser? It's how can you do it? At the time when they praise you, you should bring up in your heart, Masha Kodmel, I mean, everything which you've done in the past, all the sins and all the things. Asha Boyer Yodamot, only Hashem knows what you had done. In at least what you wanted to do, which Hashem didn't let you do. The Chisa is some of that, because Baku concealed it, and they didn't let anyone else know, only Hashem knows. The Herich, Loikadeish Yoshevim, because Baku extended time for you that you should do tshuva. While Yismach, he shouldn't be happy because Bnei Odom, by the people who are fooled with him, and they consider him as a great man. He shouldn't be happy, at least have a good image by people, have a good name by people. He shouldn't be happy with it. Ach Yeval, it should hurt him. Bavi Shaboy is out of your day because Gishbacho really knows the Emerson, read truthfully. Roy Malolov, really who I am, all my bad things. Visal Musa, mi prachoy, visalim, mi gmul tzavosa, and how much I had not paid back my debts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the goods which he had given to me. And through that, Bikone Beliba, he should become suppressed in his heart. Kmo Shem Lag says, Ki Avoyni Agit, I will tell my sins. Edak Machatosi, I got to worry of my blemishes, of my filth. In other words, you know, one of the most torturous things should be in a person's, when you're being praised, to sit sometimes at a head table and listening how the people introduce you and giving you all kind of nice things what you had done. And you could think two things. Listen, how much he's saying. He only says a quarter of the real thing. And then you're getting angry. He didn't mention this, he didn't mention that. There's one way of thinking. The other way is, when he's introducing you, what do you have to do at the same time? You introduce yourself to yourself. I know myself. And I know I didn't us in my life, and this in my life, and this in my life. Hashem was good enough to cover it up. And I don't know, even know if I did proper tshuva. If this is not enough to break you, he says, but I also remember how many other things I would have wished to do at a certain time. Mm-hmm. Hashem for some reason didn't let me. That's the real me. And Chas V'Shalom, this person should really know who was me. I would put on me the x-ray. Now, comes out, as the Chavis says, at a time when you are being praised by others, at that time, you have to think, you have to praise yourself by the real you, who you are. So it comes out, at a time when you're being praised by others, you have to embarrass yourself. And that's when Yichno has to be introduced. Now I can understand why people do not want to see the head table. People do not want to be introduced. It's not because they are unknowing. It's because the opposite. They don't want to go through the self-embarrassment. They want to avoid the self-embarrassment. Sometimes, it's a bigger giver. No, don't sit with that. Don't talk about me. Don't introduce me. I'm Makfit. Why is it Makfit? Because it's getting hurt. So what's the terrible if you get in front of a mirror? Yeah, but you're sitting at head table and people do talk about your goods. The reality, you're sitting now in front of your own x-ray mirror and you look at yourself. They only, with their talk to the people, are putting you in front of your own self mirror, and it hurts. And you don't want to be hurt. So please don't talk about it. It's not because you're honest, because you don't want to face your real self. Of course, fools. Don't consider standing in front of the extra mirror. Fools really take it. Oh, this is really my honor. And some people take it, and some people say it's not enough. And whatever it is. But the real thing is, therefore there was other gedolim, there were other people. They never made an issue of that. Talk about it. They didn't make an issue. They knew any time when they were sitting out there and they were talking about them, any time they were praised, That's also to them needling. So it's an operation. But that's what the Chavis said, that's the right introduction of Achnoah. Then when another comes to the picture, instead of feeling that, that's the right way
of they said it's better to be sitting in Mizrach and thinking you'd be sitting in Marav than sitting in Marav and
exactly. Okay, Meretz Hashem, Agumar Chassim Etzavi tomorrow, I don't think we're not going to learn.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com